got a good crowd here this morning, don't we? Yeah, don't they look fine and sharp this morning? Got a couple of things with me today. Did you have a good Christmas and a good New Year?
Yes.
Yeah, I missed you. I haven't seen you for weeks. Weeks. Let's see what I got with me this morning. Anybody know what this is?
Calendar. A calendar.
Yeah?
Yep.
It is. Do you know which year it is?
2001.
Yeah, this is last year's calendar. See, it's pretty marked up. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Aren't there some calendars that like start in the middle and then go to the next year?
Yeah, there are. This one's got a lot of stuff on it already, doesn't it?
That looks like Miami.
And it's kind of over. So, is this calendar good for anything?
No.
Should I keep it? Is it good for anything at all?
Yes.
What's it good for?
Well, like, what if it was your first calendar? And what about the pictures?
The pictures are good, yeah. But really, except for...
It's a memory of the dates you had that you marked.
Yeah, except for the memory, it's not all that good for me anymore because the dates don't line up. But there are some good things on there. There was a trip to Gatlinburg. That was fun. The memories that it provides when I look back through it are pretty good. But other than the memories of the past things, it's not a whole lot of good to me. So guess what this is?
A new calendar.
A new calendar.
The first time I seen the calendar, I thought it was a picture of places.
Yeah. And this one's not marked up yet. This one's got the numbers on it, but other than that, it's pretty blank. I've put a few things in there. Got a couple of things coming up. UC's closed on the 16th. That's a good thing to mark down.
What is UC?
University of Cincinnati.
Oh.
Then I got a doctor's appointment there. I didn't really want to write that down, but I wrote it down anyway. Then I got this really good thing coming up in February. It's called vacation.
Yes.
That's on my calendar already.
Yay.
Yeah, that's a really important one.
Where are you going?
We're going on a cruise.
I'm going.
Oh, I read it right. Yeah. I just guessed. I couldn't really see an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like it says cruise.
My brother said he's doing the bathing.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas if I go on vacation.
All right.
I'm going to go on the Disney cruise. Like really bad.
Well, you can tell me all about them in Sunday school, okay?
Okay.
So, but this one's really not marked up a whole lot yet, and that's okay because I'm using it to plan for the things that I'm going to do the rest of the year. And as things come up, I'm going to write them down on this calendar like I did my vacation, you know. And it's okay to plan for the future. There's commercials on TV that are always telling us to plan for the future, don't they? You've seen the insurance and the investment, and they're always telling us to plan for retirement, plan for your future. It's okay to plan for your future, you know, but there is a saying, and I used this last week. If you weren't here in church, you missed it. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So, you know,
oh, I get it, because he knows how you're going to do it or not.
His plan, that's right, because he knows. That's exactly right. He knows the plans that he has for us, regardless of what we think our plans are. It's still good to plan. So it's okay to have a calendar and to plan for it. But we got to realize that God knows our future. He knows yours. He knows mine. And he knows what we're going to be doing every day. Thing is, the only day we can actually count on is right now. You know, this calendar from 2011, it's really good for those memories like we talked about. But I can't go back and change a single one of those days. I can't do anything about them. I can't change a thing that was on them, a thing that we had planned. I can remember those good ones. And these days here, this day right here, January 8th, that one, that's important because that's today. But this one way down here, June, can't do a whole lot about that yet. But God knows what I'm going to be doing on that day. And God has plans for it. But you know, some people, we worry or we're scared of those days, of the future. I'm guilty of that myself. There are days that I worry about the future. There are days I'm really scared of the future.
When it starts snowing, I'm scared I'm going to like fall.
That's scary. But there's things that we do worry about or we're frightened about in these future days. But we don't have to be, because God knows exactly what we're going to be doing. He has the plans. The Bible tells us, God says, I know the plans I have for you. All the plans that I have for you, God knows. And in Ecclesiastes, it tells us one more thing. It tells us, since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? That's from the Old Testament. So God knows. Way back in the Old Testament, he was trying to tell us that he knows about our everyday, about our January 8th, and about our June 20th, and about our October 15th. He knows everything on this calendar, whether we write it down or not. God knows what he's going to have the plans for us. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to be frightened. We can plan for our future each and every day, and we can write them down on the calendar, and there'll be good memories next year.
The lost tribe of something that starts with an R that I forget that I just learned in history.
But we know that God knows what's going on with our lives each and every day. So we need to leave it up to him, okay?
Is one of God's plans going to eat a cupcake or having a birthday?
You know, I don't know, but I bet if we go back there and look, we might find out, okay? Okay. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you have plans for us. We ask you to keep us from worry, keep us from fear, and let us put all of our trust in you, that you have the plans for us each and every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.